Sound Matrix, Mina Nawe. I don't know what it sounded like on your speaker, but for me, when I was whistling it, it sounded like it was on tune.
Oh man.
So actually, send us a voice note. Did that add to a song or did that worsen the song? Destiny's Child preceded that. Say my name. And of course, it's Kai Drive. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. Today, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like I'm killing them.
In what sense?
Justin J, I'm looking
on,
fresh.
On a general basis.
Yesterday, because yesterday I woke up and I just threw on a sweater and a cap.
Yeah.
Then the streets are like, yo, you're killing them.
How?
Yeah, then I was like, oh, damn, I didn't know it was this easy.
And so I wasn't today, even trying.
I know. You know, people are like, yo, keep it down. I was like, dog, I'm whispering. It can get even louder. So today I actually made an effort.
Yeah,
and you look really nice.
Thank you. Mm. So I'm wearing like a cream tracksuit tracksuit basically.
Yeah.
And when I went out for breakfast, mm-hmm. usually like I only have like a very simple breakfast. It's always like, you know, toasted bacon and apple.
Yeah. Mm.
So as I was having this, the Evo landed on my pants.
No, Evo.
Then I was like, nah, now my whole day is going to be ruined. Luckily, it was just the Evo.
Yeah.
So then I got a wet wipe and I wiped it off and it came off clean.
Okay.
But I was like, for sure, today I'm going to have this discussion. Because I've got a friend, Anele.
Yeah.
Anele, when she eats, guarantee uzoyithela. Guarantee. So she must always wear a bib. You know,
she's wearing,
straight up, when she's wearing a white shirt, I know it's a matter of time. Maybe an hour, maybe two. She's gonna want to change it, so put on a jersey. You know, so I want to have that discussion. Are you that person or Itelayo? Has it ever happened?
I
to
am
you?
Anele.
Really?
Yeah. So I even have to go as far as carrying, like, you know, with a child.
Yeah.
Where you have a change of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So when I think about my outfit, I need to think about something else, which you should not tell her what's going to happen.
Really?
And that's why in public, I'll eat like the bare minimum, man. Like, you know, like...
That you're showing her who's telling.
Yeah, like. I need to know the portion is very small. It's bite-sized. It can fit right straight into my mouth.
Yeah.
But I'll always find a way of I don't know, is or wa, or something is just going to happen. It's just, yeah.
Are you funny now, yes?
Yes, are you funny now, myself.
I get so upset with myself. I wish I had those, you know, like that thing you wear when you go do your makeup professionally.
Like a full on bib.
Full on bib, yes. Like where it's gonna cover
the cape.
Yes. I need a cape. I need
a that cape. You just whip out when you're gonna eat.
Yeah.
And put it on.
Yeah, it must come out of my handbag from a compact, you know, compartment.
Because you know what the thing is. Everybody understands which of us we tell our rules.
Yes.
But when they see you with a stain, it just looks so childish.
It does.
Nobody understands at that point. And they go, how usu itelile?
Oh, my daughter.
Then you're like, dude, now we are telling you. Somebody gets a jazzy. Honestly.
But adults shouldn't do that stuff.
Oh, but accidents happen, guys.
No, not every day.
Clumsinyana sometimes. It happens.
Now that I think about it, I've never seen Miss Motsepe with a stain, but I've also never seen you eat. Do you eat?
But she ate just now, just like an hour ago.
I eat, hey?
I've never seen you eat.
No, I do eat, but it's very rare. Like when I do it, it's just like, what's going on?
And you're wearing white.
Because today you're wearing all white.
Mm. And you had a stew situation.
You know what
more
I mean? Yeah, it could have been really messy.
Mm.
But nah, I'm not that person.
Okay.
Not at all. Even when I eat a pie, actually, I'm quite neat with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat a pie with a fork and knife because Nyastel.
Mm.
I have to.
Wow.
I should
be clumsy. Like, I look like the type that would be clumsy, but Nyastel.
Mm. Really?
Even if I would like her with a pie. I'm very, very neat. It's very rare that you will find like No, it's hardly ever that.
Okay. No, generally nambandla ngiyitheli. Uncle T though. So if you know Uncle T likes dressing.
Yes.
He says it's always.
I know all the time.
Right? So then he says when he eats, he takes off his shirt. And then get a vest.
To avoid, I'm a stain.
I can see it actually.
I'm gonna go my soul session.
Yeah. Takes off his shirt. I can actually see it. But then now that I think about it, I've also never seen Uncle T. Oh no, I have seen him.
We went out once.
Yeah.
No, he eats a lot. Actually.
Yeah, but he's also dressed. Always dressed.
Yeah, but
you'll never find Uncle T at Kogile.
No, it's because he's so fresh. Imagine fresh to death and then we'll tell him.
Yeah.
Awa.
So give us a shout again. We are Itela. Are we Iteli? Has it ever happened to you? Maybe you're coming back now from work and you spent the whole day with a stain. I mean, what can happen at this point? 086-000-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-6880-959. Chris Brown and Gunna. Heat is a track. Let his car drive on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. If you just joined us, we're speaking about messing on yourself. So when you're eating, for example, you happen to spill on your clothes. Is that something you do often? And if it does happen, then how do you roll? Give us a shout, 086-000-00959. Do you go back home and change, or do you just carry on the rest of the day with that stain?
Good afternoon, team. Ah, Sizwe Joe, I mean, a color no in the medium. Kupa Uskapara MP Uje Pili because streets here. Masukuma restaurant, yeah. Yo, beep. Nile ze beep, Joe. Ah, ngiyazithela. Why, emsebenzini. Noma kup, noma ngaba careful kanjani. Ngithi careful, ngithi drink a king's tail. Ay, ngathi ngiyayibiza lento len. Ay, im loyo, Joe.
That is funny. Yeah, no. As long as you know, then you can take precautionary measures, you know?
Mina, for me to tell myself, if I wear anything white, your guys, anything white, I know for sure Musitel. And this is why I hate buying anything white. My white clothes, I don't like it because I don't even need to do much. Nyaz Musitel, whether I drink or with food, it happens with white clothes. Hence, I don't like buying white clothes. So people invite me for themed parties about white clothes. I have anxiety when I have to do that.
Okay, we hear you. Muntu, what's Emma?
Hey, Sizwe.
Ranjan.
I'm tired, Rene.
Not bad at all, Baba.
I'm tired, too. I'm not getting embarrassed, mate.
Hey, you should be. You got a very strong voice.
That's Umuntu Okhulile. So manly.
That's Umuntu Okhulile. Ubizozoyithela la.
Yazi the way ngiyithela ngakukhona. Sengazi ngadecide ukuthi ne breakfast angisayili. I just grab fruits and go.
Really?
Honestly.
But then lalela, here's a plan. How about you have breakfast and then go shower? How about that? Wow, imagine if you are equal and that was not any fruits or we tell you fruits.
Ah, if it's a neg seven, if things will get the number last in your late and seven in Kalana Banyavan. So I must always be the first one. And then during lunch, yeah. What I do, I always make it a point that I go have lunch in my house so that
just even if the.
Yeah, just in case.
So, Mr. Selile, was it, do you get changed?
Yeah, I'm going to change. I'm for high. No, if I miss anything, that doesn't matter. Me don't change a lot of people, Shem. I saw no list because I know. No matter how careful you can be, for some reason,
And I think the more careful you try to be,
because now you're overthinking it as well.
You are overthinking. You don't want to go to tell. They say it just happens.
Okay, so Umege, tell me something. Mo udla ngani ngespoon.
Ngidla ngespoon.
Yeah. Isincane noma isikhulu?
Isikhulu.
Uqala lapha inkinga yakho. Mhlawumbe unomlomo omncane. So ufuna uqale ngespoon esincane. Yabo. We're going back to basics now. Hand eye coordination yakho injani? Uyakwazi ukushayela?
Hey mfethu, angeke udrive nami. Suka lapho. Suka nje.
Because maybe that's a problem.
Everything is normal. I'm normal.
It's just what you have to tell nje wena.
Hey, you know, wonke umuntu uba ne weakness.
Yes, that's
mine. Yabo.
That's yours, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Hayi, shisa basho samnyama na brown nigga straight. Hayi,
ngiyazi.
All right.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Muntu kwathema, you two can give us a shout. Yeah, we are looking at what you tell us when you're eating. Do you spill on yourself? 086-000-00959. Rhythm Centric. Come to me on 959 in his car drive. We on the streets, we're on the air, we everywhere. Having a discussion about when you eat, do you usually spill on yourself or not? And if you do, how do you then try and remedy a situation? Some people have said that they carry extra shirts. Others are saying they wear bibs. Others going as far as saying they avoid eating altogether. Let us know. What are your thoughts? 086-000-00959.
topic yokukhuluma ngayo ngikwatisa kabi mangisulile mawusulile umuhle muhle buhle 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 ila usela khona ngiluntuzana you mess up yourself mara mawudwe kahle nje udla next awutheli next anginyazibuza ukuthi yenza yini eyangikwatisihlale yenzakala kuyimi lento le
Murphy's law
hay mami lesi sengihlala naye lo mama engihlala naye lapha endlini hawo anele naye uzithela waya waya every time when she eats bezithela angazi ukuthi why njalo noma tusigadile mara ugcina zithelile
hey dot
hay nami ngubanele no sibalukhulu hay ngihlala ngisithelile it's so embarrassing and my little one is 9 and when we go out she always makes sure she forget that big thing hey daddy please
Yeah, and sometimes the people that spill the most don't even realize you've got to point it out to them. Hey, you got a stain now. Oh, sorry, I didn't even notice.
Mina ngisithele hey Grootman lamu umuntu ozinenkinga hey lonke uthola lakhe indevu sesidwele ukudla azithelile enhle kulakhlele nakhona makaza ngathi bekudle inkukhu mfethu
Yeah because there's also a way to eat right generally Your technique determines how much you're going to spill, if anything.
100%.
And so if you haven't got the technique right, see people that just grab meat and you're all willy-nilly. Then it falls and lands on you.
What a mess. I'm just seeing it.
Ooh, you see? Exactly.
I am such a clean eater. I hardly stain myself. I hardly stain my clothes. I am the type of person that could wear white twice if I wanted to. That's how clean I am. I don't get people that stain, like when they like stain their clothes when they eat. Doesn't make sense. But I guess we're all different.
To each his own. Catherine, how's it going?
Hi, Susan, the team. How are you?
We well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to give an advice to the gentleman who says he skips breakfast because he's scared of spilling onto himself.
Yes.
I used to spill as well.
Yes.
Quite a lot. Since I don't think about it, it doesn't happen more often. Once in a while it will happen, just a little. But I've noticed because I don't worry about it anymore, it doesn't happen. Maybe it's in the mind as well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm thinking maybe if he can try to do sandwiches for breakfast or maybe for work. I mean, how can you drive home and spend petrol on going home to have lunch?
Yeah.
You must stay away from the beetroot and the stuff for lunch.
No, thank you. That's actually very sound advice. Stay away from beetroot. A sandwich is something you can eat.
Yeah, he needs to maybe stick to sandwiches. I know drinks you can spill, but it's mostly it's food.
Yes.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. No, thank you very much.
For me, yeah, should it happen, I just carry on with life. I don't even worry about it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, but thinking about it, that's where the problem is.
Okay. You know? No, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Shahab, Catherine.
Yes, hey, bye.
Bye. So the problem is obviously psychological. The more you spend time thinking about it, the more you're then going to be nervous and spilling yourself. Also, I'd recommend if you're going to have a drink, use a straw, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're unlikely to spill yourself using a straw. If you do that and you still spill, I get then Go we can't off. Help you. Yeah, then we definitely can't help you, bro. MDU. Nondozlina. Let's go 50-50. The track is 959. It's Car Drive. We are on the streets. We are on the air. We're everywhere. Before that, Maxwell came through with Ascension. And we're still having a discussion about people that stain their clothes, albeit by mistake, whenever they're eating. Are you one of those people? Give us a shout, 086-000-00959.
So I never spill on myself. Well, actually, I'm lying. I do spill on myself, but it hardly happens. And when it does happen, now my day gets ruined, guys. I remember the one time I was driving and I was having coffee and I spilled some of it on my lap. But fortunately for me, I was wearing something quite dark. But I still fussed because then I could smell the coffee on me the whole day. It's like I had a whole coffee smell. So yeah, when it does happen, my day does get ruined. But then I also try to be quite careful. I think the only time I'll ever spill on myself is if I'm multitasking, where I'm working and eating something, or maybe I'm driving and drinking something. Those are the only times I've ever spilled anything on myself.
Yeah, and I can imagine, right? I can imagine that's how everybody feels as well. It's the moment you spill on yourself, you're mad at yourself, but yeah, what can you do? Because you can't run back time.
Mina, I don't actually tell myself when I eat. I'm always very cautious. But my wife, yo, almost every evening when we have dinner at home, particularly at home, actually, during dinner, she would tell herself, you would always get a piece of a stew there. That doesn't necessarily happen at restaurants, only at home. Recently, she just bought herself a very fancy gown. She always puts a gown when we have dinner at night. And that just happened like yesterday. And she decided to, from now on, put on a paper towel when she eats.
You know what's crazy? And somebody needs to, honestly, I feel like there's a science, there's some blue, there's something though. Because if Wapereti Aparotse white, it's a bright, best believe, somehow the clothes are drawn to it through some magnetic something or great hair. It's always the case. Now, most of the times I'm in dark clothes, so I never really have that problem, but I have my darling friend, Candy Cakes. I hope she's listening. My friend, Kimberly Street. Oh, day, Taylor. No, no, I will never tune, Joe.
But it is some magnetic something,
I
Bali.
Think there really is, hey?
It's a psychology of it. Because when you're dressed in all white, and it's now you're thinking, I've got to stay clean. Then as soon as you come across that stew, then you're like, oh, I better not spill myself. And bah, that's what happens.
Sugar.
You see?